We had a chance yesterday to begin to appreciate this Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Gemara of Haseba. Bli Neder will come back closer to Pesach, return to this Gemara, and explore some more of Matzah Tzarech Haseba. But for now, we're focused on the discussion of Yayin. We saw that even within the Gemara, the svaras of the Gemara advances already capture the idea of Chayv Adam Liros as Atzmo, Kilu Yatzaf to Mishim Mitzrayim in a very, very real and visceral way. The Gemara had a debate among the later Amoraim, and Rav Nachman said that of the four Kosos, two of them require a Seba and two of them don't. We're not sure whether you're talking about the first two require or the last two require. First of all, it's fascinating svaras. The person is really Roes Atzmo, Kilu Hu Yotzei Atem, Mishiva Mitzrayim. The first two kosos that surround, the first two kosos that bracket the Magid, the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, those are the two kosos that bracket the reliving of going free. So that was the first svara. That's when the cheres is most poignant. It's actually happening. Hashtu de kamasa cheres. Later on, it's already a done deal. Not as exciting. So maybe do a save for the first two. Or maybe fakert. It's too early, the first two. You still hold your avada mayinu. Meaning, over the course of magid, we're reliving avdus and then cheres. So according to that, as far as Dafka, the last two kosos of which you're missing, the last two kosos which are after the Magid is done, the second kosos after Magid, it's on the Bracha Asher Galana, which relates back to the whole Magid. But the last two kosos, the Bracha of Benching and the Bracha of Halal, which together bracket Halal is our response to Cheres. Now that we're free, we replied, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us freedom, we reply with Shira, we reply with Hodah. That's a celebration of being free, of the matzah, of the product. This is in the Maiso, the Totzah, however you want to phrase it, but the Gemara is clearly clarifying, is the Cheres more poignant? Is it more appropriate to Maiso for the Kosos that surround the process of going free, or the celebration of the product of being free? So those are the svaras back and forth. The fascinating machlokas. Again, so yesterday, so there's the machlokas, how there's no machlokas. No machlokas between two verses of Nachman, but then there's a later machlokas, later Abraham, in what way was it no machlokas? So Lamaisa, all said and done, there is a machlokas. A few generations later. Because we don't know what Rav Nachman meant, exactly. And then Halacha Lamaisa, the Gemara said, surprisingly, the Gemara had said, we're machmer in both directions. We're not surprised, we know that's a din, because we know we're mace of all four kosos. But now that you see that actually was an open question, which two of the four kosos are chayv and seba, Ron points out, as we began to look at yesterday, it's actually pretty shocking. We should say, idi di idi bau haseba, because what happened to the rule, Gemara of Odezara and elsewhere, that Bishal Sofrim Halacha Achar Hamekel, otherwise known as Sveika Drabanon Lakula. Arba Kosas are Drabanon, Haseba is Drabanon, even Haseba and Matzah is Drabanon, Alpi Bashas. So, why are we being Machmir? This feels like we're treating it as a device. So let's take a look again at the Ram, and then we'll begin to touch the Ram here a little bit. Let's begin. It's the first wide line at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph Adap Eharif. The first wide line around the bottom. Hashe de Itmar Hachi ve Itmar Hachi. Kulu bo eseda. Zokter Ran. Afagaz b'ayim b'kayim k'ayim afagaz b'gi alma. Kayim alan ifra. Even though Ba'alan, the rest of Shas, we hold the opposite. The Chol Sveka Drabanan l'kula. No, the rule is something about Lakel. In other words, Sarchi and what's going on here. The answer is, Hacha, here is this. Kevin de lav milf de tirchi,
Avdina l'Ravcha de Milsa. Answer number one is here it's different because here it's not a big deal. It doesn't cost you much. Not love tircha. So you lean over. You're drinking the wine anyways. Are you sitting straight? You lean over. There's no tzorech. Now, this is what we spoke of yesterday. The first tarot says there's no great tzorech. The something Rabban Lahakel is when there's a big tzorech. Kach Pirshu Zal. That's how they explain. The Ran doesn't name who they are, but it's as opposed to what the Ran thinks. He's going to say, lean here at tarot number two. So the classic answer the Ran says is, why is there no Sabra Lahakel? Because it's not a big deal. There's no big deal. You say Sabra Lahakel when it matters. I mentioned yesterday in passing, just clarify that. This aligns with another shita that the Ran rejects. The Ran rejects this teretz. He rejects a parallel idea. The Masechet Begin Masechet Beit Zedav Gimel. The Gemara has this idea that if you have an item which is safek muktza, so you have an egg, not sure was it laid on Yom Tov or an Erev Yom Tov. If it was laid on Erev Yom Tov, it was already laid before Yom Tov started, so it's not muktza, you can eat it on Yom Tov. But if the chicken laid it on Yom Tov, then it's muktza, it's usher to eat until after Yom Tov. Why being laid on Yom Tov makes a muktza is a good question. That is for the opening sugya of the Masechta called egg, Masechta's Beitza. Okay, that's why it's called Beitza, because the first word is Beitza, the first words, the Masechta are Beitza Shanal Dubyant. Okay. You to Ayin Shantin Tanachas, you'll see that if the egg was laid on Yom Tov, it's muktza. Usher to eat until Yom Tov is over. It was laid on Erev Yom Tov, mutter. Becomes the question, let's say, I don't know. If I checked my chicken, if I checked under the chicken right before Yom Tov, so I know whether the egg was laid before Yom Tov or not. But I didn't. I checked at noon on Erev Yom Tov, there was no egg. I checked 9 o'clock in the morning, on Yom Tov morning, there's an egg. When was it born? I don't know. Either before Shkia or after Shkia. I have no idea. Suffolk. So what do you do with a suffolk? So the Gemara says, don't tell me davar shesh, don't tell me safek ban lakel. It is a safek drabanan. Muktz is only drabanan. The Gemara says, nah, the davar sheyesh lo matir. That's an exception. Because it's going to be mutter later, why rely on safek ban lakel now if you could wait until tonight when Yom Tov is over? It's vaday mutter. So Rashi explains it that way. It's not right to rely on safek ban lakel. That's not a big gain. Like, what's the big deal? So you'll eat the egg a few hours later. Eat something else for lunch. For your suda. Eat something else for your suda, and you'll have the egg. Chalmoy. What's the big deal? So it's sort of a similar type of idea here. The first teretz Ran. Safran lahakel is when it really matters. There's no tzorech. And in both cases, the Ran rejects it. The Ran has a whole other, the Ran of Dharm, not for now, has a whole other very fancy approach. It says, Dafa Sheshu Matirin. Not just don't rely on something about lahakel, you know, if it's not a big deal. Here also he doesn't like it. Just to unpack that a drop more, in other words, Rashi and Beitza and the first shot, what the Ran is quoting from the Yesha Pirshu, the Kach Pirshu, is assuming that like Safra Ban Lahakel, like only Esat Sorech. It's not really mutter. If you're stuck, you can be makel. But if you're not stuck, it'll be bad. Like the dinja rabbana still applies if you have the right to take liberties. So don't take liberties if there's no tzorech. The Ran seems to reject that. No. Safra Ban Lahakel is a rule. Safra Ban Lahakel is a rule. Mutter. With no ifs, ands, or buts. With no hesitations. No qualifications. Mutter. Mutter. So it doesn't matter. That's not a big deal. You're not mechuyev to push yourself. Safra Ban Lahakel, period. It's not with a kvetch, not with a kvetch. No, okay, if you have to, you make them. No. Mutter. So the question is, 1 second. So what's talking going on here? So why aren't we makel? Why does the Gemara say, and that is the din that we all grow up with, one is, has the bracha of growing up with Torah mitzvahs, or if one had the bracha of finding Torah mitzvahs as an adult, whenever that bracha came your way, you took as a given that we're mesif all for our kosis. Why? Because the Gemara says so. Why does the Gemara say so? Because we're Masupir. But why should that be the outcome? If we're Masupir, we should say Safra Gamar Mahakal. If you say like the Rashi approach, Safra Mahakal is like if you have to. So you don't have to. It's easy to be Machri. But what does the Ran say? The Ran says something else. The Lee near it. Second white line, Chavdil Amalf, without the Arif, from Sachin. The Lee near it. The Alkar Chavbari Lamebet Esay Bechu. No. You have to do Eseba and all that. It's not just, you know, why be maker, why not be machmir? Why? He says you need to, logically, it's the only remaining option. It's process of elimination. How many options do we have? Logic. Well, what are all the possibilities? You can mace it for both, for all four. You can mace it for none, or you can mace it just for the first two, or mace it just for the last two. That's your option. Mace it for all, some, or none. So the Ran says, well, the reason why we do it for all is because we eliminate all the other possibilities. How? Take a look. You need to. You need to. You're logically forced to. Why? If we're going to be Makel, Amai Nakil Bahani Fe Mehani. You can't say I'll be Makel just on the first two or just on the last two. You can't pick arbitrarily, apparently. I'll be Makel all of them. You cannot be making on all of them, because then the whole mitzvah haseba is gone. Then there's no haseba on yayin whatsoever. So Ran says to make on both sides, not to make for the first two, also not to make the last two. That's untenable. Then the for sure not be mekayim haseba. I pick. No, he says it's not right to pick. Am I knuckle bahani tfe mehani? Why should we arbitrarily? Now it sounds like you can't just arbitrarily choose. Interesting svar. So you can't be makel across the board. You're vaday not being the kind of din of a seva yai. You can't arbitrarily choose the gal. Just do the first one, just do the last one. No. What gives you the right to choose arbitrarily? So that's your limitation in Sarban Lakal. The Ran says you ought to be able to apply Sarban Lakal, even though it's just a small matter, just a question of might be mace or not. It's just that the mechanically it doesn't work because I can't use Sefer Ban Lahakol to totally destroy the din of Hesey Ban Yayin, and I cannot choose arbitrarily. So that's the shita of the Rav. So you cannot choose arbitrarily when it comes to Sefer Ban Lahakol. If I have one item, I have an egg, maybe it's Aser, maybe it's Mutter. Okay, there are two options, Mutter or Aser. So I have the right to choose Mutter. Safra Ban Lahakal. Again, we're not for the fact that Dabba Shesh Matir. But here, it's not a question of yes or no. It's yes version A or yes version B. I know there is a Chiv HaSeba and Yayim. I'm just not sure which one. So he says, to just make it across the board, that's consistent but clearly incorrect. To be choose A or B, so that's arbitrary. I can't be arbitrary. But that one... have one piece of meat, maybe it's mutter, or maybe it's asr midrabanan. Okay, so you could say, maybe it is mutter midrabanan, even midrabanan, so safra ban lahakal. But here I don't have that option. Again, the Ran in Pesachim says that you can't choose arbitrarily when you're using safra ban lahakal. The problem is, the Ran doesn't always say that. How so? The Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Beis talks about towns where they were not sure whether it was a Yudala town or a Tezvav town. Shiloh. Tveria is a question. It has a very ancient wall. Have people here been in Tveria? They've gone swimming in Akokef, maybe, off the coast of Tveria. So that reminds you that Tveria is on the water. Tveria is on the western coast, the western bank of the Kinneret, the Yam Kinneret. So Tveria has a very ancient wall, the Gemara says, but only has walls on three sides. The fourth side is the sea. A shaila in halacha, is the sea count as a wall or not? Okay? So we're not sure whether Tveria is considered mukav, Moshe Yeshua Benun, therefore Lei Megillah and Tezvav, or no, that's not a wall, and therefore it's Yudal. The Gemara says there was a town called Hutzal. They also had a question. Right, they weren't sure historically how old was that wall. So what do you do? So the Gemara records the Baal Hei Beis.
there were Jews who lay in both days. Gemara says, Rav Asi, Yamor Rav Asi was in Hutzal, he lay in both days. The Gemara says, Chizkiah was in Tveria, he lay in both days. So the interesting machlok is, where does that leave you? The Rambam thinks that's actually the din. If you're Mustafa, you can lay in both days. You take a look in the Ran you have in front of you. The Ran in the back of Megillah. On Beis, Dav Beis. The riff starts in Dav Aleph. So Dav Beis Amud Aleph is the third Amud. The very bottom, Le'inya Yaris HaMusupakos. Towns which were not sure. In Hemukafos, Chomos Yeshua Benin Allah. We're not sure whether they're Mukaf or not. We're not sure if they should leave in Dalit or Tezvav. The Rambam says, lay both. The Rambam 1100 said, both. But the Gaonim said, no. You only lame. What did the Gaonim say? Holchim b'lehem achar rov ayaros, sheruban einan mukafos homo yos teshua. The Gaonim said, for two reasons, you only lame on Yudalit, not on Purim, not on Shushan Purim. Number one, most towns in the world do not have such an old wall. Or if you want to look at it the other way, most areas that are presently inhabited were not walled cities. By now it's over 3,000 years ago. So if you have a town, I don't know whether it's Mukaf or not. Chances are, it's not. Most walls do not date back to the days of Yoshua. Okay, civilization has expanded. That's the first answer. That answer, what's the great weakness of that answer? That's based on Rove. Thinking logically, I just talked to the Gemara, talks about two cases, Tveri and Hutzal. The Rove is historical. The Rove is a factual Rove about, historically speaking, in the days of Yoshua, how much of the world was hukaf, how much role was not hukaf, how much of what's now in the present day town used to be hukaf. The robe is not hukaf. So that works for Hutzal. But Tveria, we said, is not Suffolk in Tzias, it's Suffolk in Din. We know it has a very ancient wall. The Suffolk is not what's the history of the wall. The Suffolk is, does the halacha recognize a seawall as a wall for Megillah purposes or not? It has nothing to do with this robe. That's just a halachic shayla, it's an open shayla. Rove isn't going to help. So the Gaon will go on to give another answer. The Ode. Here we go. And pay careful attention to the second answer. Afilu tomar shu safek shakul. Even if you're going to tell me that's an open-ended safek, I can't really make any statistical Rove statement. It's certainly true for Tveria. Still, safek shal Tveria. It's a safek drabon on ula kula. Sabran lahakel. Aye, where would that leave me? Is it, look, Sabran lahakel, that ought to leave me. Nimsa peturos b'shneihem. Now, if I'm really going to apply Sabran lahakel fully, then you're not going to lay the gill at all. So he says, that's an inappropriate application of Sabran lahakel. Mevatel mimenu bevadai mikir megillah. You can't say don't lay either day, then you're for sure violating the din. Okay, so far he's consistent with what he said in Psachim. He's consistent with what he said in Psachim, that you can't be mevatel both. You cannot use Sefer Brown Lahakel to end up in a situation where you're for sure not following the din. Okay. Based on what he said in Psachim, what should we say over here?
Do both.
Right? Can't choose arbitrarily. You can't skip both. In Psachim, he said, and you also cannot choose arbitrarily. But what does the Gaon say here? Lefika kori berishon upatu b'sheini. That's why you lean in the first one and skip the second one. Huh? So the one question the Ran does go on to raise is, what do you mean? The Gemara said you lean in both. And he says, no. It doesn't say you have to lean in both. It says, Chizkiya Rav Asi, they were Amaram, a big tzaddikim, who were machmer to lean in both. Okay. But Meikra Adin, the Gaonim said, and the Rambam thinks that they're Meikra Adin. The Gaonim said, no, that's a Chumrah. Meikra Adin, you lay in the first, you're part of the second one. The question is, why? You're really in the first, you get to the second one, Safik, Drabanan, Lahakal.
So you say, hey, 1 second. But in Psachim, the Ran said that when it's either A or B, you can't choose arbitrarily either. You can't be makel on both. You also can't say, I'll do A but not B. Once you're ready nesir for the first two kosos, why not say, okay, I can skip Hesed on the latter two kosos? No! On my knuckle, bahani, tfei mihani. So the Mishnah Melech says, I don't get it. In Megillah, in Psachim, the Ran had, in both cases, the Ran is consistent in saying, you can't, in an A versus B suffix, you cannot be make on both ends. Because in your Vada, I'd not be Mekandidin. Okay. But can you choose just the first one and leave out the second one? In Megillah, he says, yes, explaining the Gaonim, whom he's very comfortable with. But in Psachim, he sets up the same issue in the Gemara and says, no, you cannot choose arbitrarily. Astira and Rans. Can I arbitrarily choose to be Machmer in the first and Mekel in the second or not? In Megillah, he says, yes, you can arbitrarily choose. And Psachim, he says, no, you cannot. And so the first thing, one thing that the Ran does for us, the Mishnah Lamelech rather, this Mishnah Lamelech is on, when the Rambam talks about this din, Ayaris Mishnevachos, Aleph Yudal, there's a long Mishnah Lamelech, copied in the back page of this Maram Kamos, who talks about this whole issue, quotes the Ran and Megillah, quotes the Ram, Sachem, other issues. He, by the way, at the very end, before we even get into his Teretz, I'd love to share with you two Terutzim to this Kasha. There are a number of Terutzim. I'd love to share the Mishnah Melech's Teretz and the Stifler's Teretz. The Mishnah Melech at the very end points out, you might be wondering, is this so halacha l'maisa? Kosos, okay. Whatever the explanation is, the Gemara is clear, or Mesa for all four. Ayaris and Mesipakas, how many Ayaris and Mesipakas are there? There actually are some. It actually does come up next year, depending on where you... where you'll be, if over the course of Purim you learned more of the first parrot, so there's a big discussion about how far does Yerushalayim extend for Purim purposes. Does it have to be within the Erez Mukh of Choma? No. Samukh Venira, it has to be close, it has to be visible. Whole discussion, how far, what are the boundaries of Tesvav zone? So a little Maisa becomes a bit of a question. Some of the outlying neighborhoods of modern Yerushalayim, you know, how far do you go? So there are some neighborhoods that might legitimately be a Safik Yudal, a Safik Tezvav. This does come up. The Ran points out there's another example of this, A versus B Safik. And the Safik Drabanan, where it's not yes or no, Mutter Aser, but A versus B. Chayv and A versus Chayv and B. Aser and A versus Aser and B. And this comes up for all of us. Just did. Once every 7 years. Ram records there was some debate already going back to Gaonim about which of the 7 years is the Shemitah. Is Shemitah. As we assume that last year, Tavshin Pei Beis, Hoshnas HaShemitah, and now Tavshin Pei Gimel is the first year of the next cycle. But there are at least two, maybe three Shitos as to what year are we up to right now? So he quotes the Tshuvas Mavit at the very end of this Mishnah Melech. The Mavit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. The 1500s. Beis Yosef made an aliyah, lived in Tzfat, together with many, many other famous Chachmei Tzfat, the Arizal, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, the Alshech, and so on and so forth. The Shita Mukubetzis, I believe, it's all Ashkenazi. The Mavit at the time was, I think, one of the great Rabbanim of Yerushalayim. There are a number of interesting machloks in between the Beis Yosef and Mabit, particularly about issues of mitzvahs of tluyos ba'aretz, and particularly about Hilchos Shemitah. Some issues are relevant to Hayom Hazeh already being adjudicated then. How do you handle land in Eretz Yisrael owned by non-Jews? Do those payers have Kedusha? Not a big issue. So he quotes the Mabit, is looking around. He says, look, I'm looking around there at Yisrael, and many Jews are Mekel, in Halachas HaShemitah. Why is that? Well, maybe it's because Shemitah B'Zayin Zayin Zayin Drabanan, going back to Elzman, Shemitah B'Zayin Zayin Drabanan, fourth paragraph of Gittin, and maybe
And we're not sure which year is Shemitah. See the last line. Efsher says, Acher ma'at shanim Noah ben Achacham machlokas al shanas ha-Shemitah. The last two lines, the Mishnah Me'al Koin and Abed. There's a machlokas, which is the Shemitah year. Efsher ki al zeh rafi yudem, ilino gizir v'peh v'shvi, shal akum. Maybe that's why our practice is to and develop people who are not treating the almost all the farmers as well as the Jews. It goes back to the 1500s. The Jews are buying produce from the Arab farmers in Eretz Israel. They weren't treating them with Kudusha Shvi'is. Why? Because that's a drabbanon. The topic drabbanon, which year is Ule Kula? Another example of a topic drabbanon of A versus B. With last year's Shemitah and this year's Shemitah. So now the Mabit is saying that people, not necessarily happy about that, that people are taking it all away. They are making them both. Wow. That's already, that's more than the Ron is willing to brook in either location. The Ron never thinks you can make them both. The Ron, but a steer in the Ron, talking Machmir on both, we choose one. Our practice with Shemitah is we choose one. Like, it's not open to Suffolk. It may be because we're Machria, like that Shita. But that gets us thinking about this question. So again, can you arbitrarily choose one or not? And where yes and where not? Where did the Ran say, in what context did the Ran say you cannot arbitrarily choose? Arbicosis. In what context did the Ran say you can arbitrarily choose? Megillah. Oh. So the question is, what's the difference? Yeah. Right. So one thing that the Ran, in both cases, the Ran had a different way of thinking about it. Correct. The Ran said in Pesachim, maybe the reason why there were Machmir is because it's so easy. The Ran himself doesn't like that. Over here in Megillah, you're right. The first argument the Ran makes is, well, there's a rov. But then he points out, even if there's no rov, still you can apply Sefer Baran Lahakla. And that's the point. Right, so if there's a rov in a chanami, it's different. But the Ran is willing to say, even when there's no rov, apply Sefer Baran Lahakal and just be machmer on the first and be make on the second. Just read on Yudal and skip Tezah. You know what he's saying?
If I read on, if let's say, living here, if I read on the 15th, if I read yesterday in Megillah, I was in Yosef.
Correct.
So, I'm saying, since you have a rov, if I would read on the 15th, can't be. If I read on the 15th, then it can't be that I'm reading on the 14th also.
Why not? I read them both.
What?
I read the Megillah twice. I only read Bracha twice. I read the Megillah twice. That's what they were Amaron who did that. I think Amaron says Chizki and Ravasi did that. Chizki and Tveria, Ravasi and Hutzal, they talk and read the Megillah both days. The Rambam deals with what you do with Brachas. You make Bracha the first day. One could have argued don't make Bracha either day. Okay, you got to think about that. But certainly you could read the Megillah twice. Nothing wrong with that. It's not Bal Tosef if you're doing it Midin Suffolk. I'm not doing it to most of them. I'm just not sure. I'm only reading today because maybe yesterday was a zero. Maybe it's maybe this is a Tezvav town and yesterday's Kriya was just practice.
It's not also to read
now. If I was reading now as a Kiyum of Megillah.
Are you
talking?
Then you're also being
Masif. Indeed. I see we are being Mosif on the Purim time. That's because Yesh L'dayik. Obviously, your Kavan is like this. Because there's a Klaren Achroinim, apparently, where the Mishnech was out of Marv B'Simcha, is only up until Purim, even beyond Purim. The Pashtun Rashi is. Rashi says Mishnichnas Adar is made Purim or Pesach, as the language Mishnichnas means for when Adar comes in and beyond, all the way until Pesach. And hence the signs downstairs by Bimar ben the Simcha of learning from Shchayish Adar until Arvei Pesachim. Yeah, I think Rashi Shechter pointed out that the language of the Megillah is Hachodesh Hashanepach Lehem Yagam Simcha. Sounds like there's a Chalois on Chodesh Adar, not just that's why you're being. It's not Bal Tosif, you're seeking. I'll pee the pasuk to be machmir to have Purim Torah, or even the second half of the month. That's gevaldik. And now let's come back to the Ram.
The Gemara in the beginning of Megillah says that the discussion about it is it fit the Torah.
Yeah. Ah, you meant this seriously. I thought you were joking.
If you're doing it on 2 days, then you're being the battle of Torah the rabbi.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. You're saying there, that's interesting. You say by Megillah there's a cost. By Megillah I don't get, I have to bite the bullet. Maybe. But that, again, that's assuming that you have people who otherwise would be, the only people who children lane are people who would otherwise be learning the whole time. But if someone's anyways just relaxing, and not like he needs a few minutes to catch his breath, but someone who's not Torah Sum Naso, who's not learning all day long, so he should make some time. He should make some time. Yeah.
And even then, the Gemara's motive is not Bittul Torah Legamri, it's just, it's a lower level of learning.
Right. Correct. Bittul Torah Be'eches. On just like this, like Tfilos and Davi, the most of you saying on Mikra Megillah and Tzavav, we'll have to do it be'even. Maybe it's an interesting question, an interesting point. There are a number of answers. Let me share the two others. In the minutes that we have, the Mishnah Melech and the Kiel Siyatah. The Mishnah Melech, he raises a whole lot of issues, and he comes in the last paragraph, Achmar Sheish L'daktik. He opens with the Mishnah with the Ran and Megillah, and then the last paragraph he says, "What do you mean the Ran Atzmo Barei Pesachim says Faker?" So he says there's a big difference. He says, "You know what the difference is? This is the first of these two Achronim Shechilukim. And one Chiluk was what Yisrael David mentioned, that there may be a cost associated. Number two, the Mishnah Melech says is a big difference in that." Whose suffix is it? By Mikra Megillah, it's my suffix. It's your suffix. It's his suffix. It's her suffix. But it's not everyone's suffix. Jews will lay in the Megillah properly. We might not lay in the Megillah properly. So he suggests you can't choose arbitrarily. He says, why not? I'll pick one. I'll pick the first one. But you're laying your Dalit, so why do I have to lay in Tezvav? So he says, you're right. Laying your Dalit, there are Jews who will be becoming Megillah properly. This one town, they'll be Mekel. Masha'in came by Psachim, by Arba Koso, it's a Shiloh for every single Jew. When are Jews supposed to be Mesud by Yain? It's not a Shiloh for one subgroup of Jews who live in Ayaris Mesupakos. It's for everyone. So he says, the Ran already raised this, you can't be Mekel on both, because then you're Oker Lagamre. So the Mishnah wants to take that, I think, a step further and say, if it's a Shaila that's the same Shaila relevant to Kalal Yisrael, it's a Shaila about the Etzem Taka, what was the original Din, what was the Takana of Esei Ban Yayin, so there you can't even be Mekel halfway, because the stakes are too high. The concern, not just this Jew will be not be Mekayim the Din, but no Jew will be Mekayim the Din. That you can't, at that point you can't even be Mekel halfway. That's the Mishnah Melech's answer, which is interesting, fascinating. Svara, you have to understand still, like Mehechatesi, that should matter. The Stipler takes a different approach. It's a long piece. The first piece in Brachas, he talks about Plaga Mincha, David Gemar Avid. He actually talks in the course of the Shtigl about a Gemara that should be familiar to us, Mishnah Taurus, Mashnei Shvilin. Also a somewhat similar type of thing, but there it's Daraisa, and there it's Chazaka. And then he finally comes in Siman Aleph of Brachas, Os Dalid, and Os Hey, he says, I'll tell you the answer. It's not Klal Yisrael versus a subset of Klal Yisrael. It's what's the relationship between the two Svekas. This notion, I can't choose arbitrarily. That means that the two are connected. He says, when... If today's Yodalot town, when's the Chiyav Megillah Chal? Lel Yodalot. If it's Tezvav town, three nights ago. Right? If it's a Tezvav town, the Chiyav is Chal 2 nights ago. So the Chiyuvim are Chal separately. They function independently. So by the time I come to the second, I say, look, I may have been Mekai in the Din, because I leaned yesterday. Maybe I have to lay now, maybe I don't. Okay, it could be that it's correct for me to not lean. Savra Ban Lahakal. I deal with each shayla separately. He says, "But Arba Kosos, the Chiyav Haseba is all the mitzvahs halayla are chal. The Chiyav is chal the moment Pesach starts. The moment Pesach starts, I become chayav and matzah and maris, tibetiyas v'sraim, Arba Kosos, Haseba, charosis, the works, everything. So all the The shaila of first two kosas and last two kosas, the timing is different. The timing for the kiyum is different. But the timing for the chalos achiyuv is identical. So I can't adjudicate the question separately because all the shailas come up together. The moment of shkia, the moment of tzeis, the moment the night begins, everything is chal. So I have to deal with all the questions together. So that's why only by Haseba do we say, you can't choose arbitrarily. Why not? But I'll be mates for the first two, then don't be mates for the last two. No, but the question already came up earlier. So I have to, making all the decisions simultaneously at the beginning of the night. So that's why the two issues rub on each other, and I can't do this without that, I can't do that without this. So by Haseba, I'm stuck, as the Gemara says, and saying, Gabi Machmer and both. Masha'enikein by what's it called? Masha'enikein by Megillah. The two shayas are chal. The chiv is chal separately. The chiv yudal is chal leil yudal. Chiv tezvav is chal tezvav. So I already dealt. So yudal I was machmer. Now once after I already lain, only then does the shayla of tezvav come up. At that point, I should look. And may I already been yotzei? Then I have the right to say safrit rabbanon lakum. Those are the two famous terutzim. Enjoy your lunch.
The Mishnah now says
Yeah. That's why if you're not going to choose, you can choose one or the other. You'll have to do the first one. But that should be true by Kosas also. I read with Mesa for the first two. Lamaisa Mesa for the first two.
So you can't say that you do the first two.
Good. Okay, good. Good.
But you have to put them
together. You have to lay to that. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, that is the Chiddush also. You could have said that the Chiddush Seba is only Chal. They may have to do with what we'll get to if you come back to the Sukkot Mesa with the nature of the Mitzvah Seba. We'll have to handle the nature of the Seba. Because Rav talks about walking into Pastor Coleman. So he's a each teretz is making halachas. The Mishnah Marach is assuming that every Jew is chayiv for the. And you have to go, why this batai they call Klal Yisrael, gotta figure that out, like why that should matter. It could be. It just occurred to me, maybe.
You should say the same thing.
Maybe the charge like this. There is a din by Doraisa. It could be called taking around Kedrash the ticket. The following sense. By Din Doraisa, the Bach has an idea. The Shech points out Tosa Rosh already has. The Taz, the Shechana, quotes in his father on the Bach on the tour. Even though, I don't know if he spoke about the Erzma, even though Yeshkoch Lakadar Tavar Shev Al Tasa, but Chazal did not have the right to be okay with Davar and Foolish Bakura. Yeah, it comes up, I think, in Archaim Yordeh and Chosh Mishpat and Bakura. For instance, how come? Why Rosh Hashanah is the only Rosh Hashanah Chayas B'Shabbos? Rosh Hashanah is B'Shabbos.
Because we're still doing it.
Yeah, but the question is, the Bach and the Taz want to know, why the Dafka Shabbos? How about during the week? But there's a din of, normally there's an Issa Rabbanon Shemi Sakim Klishir, you know, Mashmiya Kol. So if you say the Mashmiya Kol Dafka musical instruments, maybe Shogunami is good for it. Ramah's machmir, you can't use a door knocker. You ought to knock with hands on the door. You can't use a kli, you can't have those metal knockers attached to the door. Ramah says you shouldn't use that because it's a kli amyuchav ashmar's call, even though it's not musical. So then the question is, 1 second, sahayla blow shofar. So say, yishkar b'yacham rachad over tarv shal tazim, blow shofar. So they say, no. The Chumash doesn't say b'feir is blow shofar even on Shabbos. But the Chumash does say blow shofar on Shoshana. So you can make rules, you never blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah, that's being okay, double before Shpakra, that you cannot do. Chazal can say, don't put tzitzis on a linen beged. It doesn't say, Beresh Nechumish, you wear tzitzis even on a linen beged. It says, you wear tzitzis, you're begun. There are other begun, right. But the other begun, you're not being okay, double before Shpakra. It is a din deraisa, but not before Shpakra. Why that distinction should marry is a self-interesting question. Okay. Does that mean that
Tarshu Bechsav is a higher level than Tarshu Bapeh, or I have to do something else. Okay. It's more of an Akira, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, that's the call that the Bach and the Tarhev, is that you can't be Okerda, and that's again, it's Tosa Rosh, I think it's in the second part of the Kiddush, maybe? So I wonder, is now that you're mentioning this, maybe. Now that I think about it, so I wonder, maybe that's the Svar from the Mishlamah. That just like the Din Daraisa, presumably. That by derises you cannot be ochre devil foolish b'kara. You can't be ochre the din mikol v'kol. So maybe by drabbans also. You can't be, it's sort of like a similar type of, maybe it's like parent after that. You cannot, when Chazal set up the concept of Shafra bar lako, that they set up, you cannot apply it in a way that will totally pull the plug on the whole Takandra button.
What about Heimam
Reim Amru means you have a Dindra Banan, and then they. No, Heimam Reim Amru usually is within the original Takan itself. When they were creating the Din, they built in parameters. Even if it's later, it's not a Kiram Kovakal. Heimam Reim Amru means that they limited it. It may be an issue of, you know, do you have the call of Levato or not? But it could be that even though here also, right, Safra Lako is built in Meirosh, like Heimar Veimamru. But unlike Heimar Veimamru, which is when they're crafting Drabanan, they left certain things out, but the Drabanan still stands. Safra Lako was their Meirosh, as that's one of the underlying principles, sort of like the underlying specs, that every Drabanan is built within a certain environment. Of assumptions. One of the assumptions is Safik Drabanan Lahakol. That's Pasha's the way you understand it. That was a rule of Chazal used, and whenever they made the Drabanas, they're pursuant to those principles, like Safik Drabanan Lahakol. So you say, but when Chazal set up the principle of Safik Drabanan Lahakol, maybe Mishmach would say that they only said you can be Mekol, just like the first Pshat of the Ran said you can only be Mekol if it's a Tzorech. Okay. See, the second Pshat of the Ran didn't hold up that. But the Mishmach, we understand second Shalvan, that they only said that if it's not going to be, only said that means Safik Drabanan Lahakol, if it's not going to be Oker, a whole Takan Drabanan. If it's Oker, a whole Takan Drabanan, Meirosh never stipulated Safik Drabanan Lahakol. That's probably what the Mishmach meant, I think. Again, it says pattern after, can't call the Giron, can't derise a ticket. Just like by derises, the principle that you can't be Oker. You know, Davorish Pakra, maybe somewhat similar. They're building in a principle of Sarvan Lakotag. It's not identical, but maybe somewhat similarly. We're not going to use it, you're not allowed to use it in a way that destroys a whole Takana Drabanan. And again, it's only happening later. In other words, originally when they were Masakin Haseba and Yain, there was no suffering. When Rav Nachum gave the Shir, originally everyone knew what he meant. Right? And Heseba may, it doesn't mean Rav Nachum wasn't even the one who was talking Heseba. Yeah, most likely it predates Rav Nachum by many, many generations.
He's talking only
for the first. Yeah, well, they were talking for two of them. We just, now, sometime during the period of the Amoraim, we lost that knowledge of which two. So now we have the suffix. So the question is, it actually is somewhat parallel. So the question is, well, should we now say, look, we'll apply the rules of Sakhar and Lahakal? And then what? So we'll say everyone should be Mesa for the first two, not the last two. Now you're running the risk that no Jew in the world will ever again be Mekayim Esei Banyan.
No. You could be actively being Okra Lagami.
So it's a little bit like an Akira. It's a little bit like an Akira of a whole Drabana.
Yeah, if you hold as the last two, then you're
right.
Actively
if
being
if you're going to apply Sarvan Lahako, as you ought to, I think Mishnah Mal says, you know, we apply it normally by Megillah. It's normal. Here is exceptional because it's going to lead, applying it will lead to an Akira of the whole Din Drabanan for every Jew, potentially. Akira of the entire Din Drabanan for every Jew in the world. So that Safra Lahakol is not that powerful. You're not authorized, we're not authorized to use it if it's going to lead to the possibility of Akira of a whole Din Drabanan.
Well, why should that matter? But Nate, the same thing by Megillah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're for a whole city.
Good. So that's a good kashla. My nafkamia. That's what I'm saying. It could be. It's a cult to take your abanan. Okay,
you're not being
like, just like the din daraisa l'chora, presume it's a din daraisa. Maybe start bottom. Presume it's a din daraisa. You can't be oker. You can't yishav al tasa to be oker. Darum furish b'krat the whole din. So too, you can't yishav from lako to be oker to potentially be oker a whole din drama. Maybe
that's probably why he says oker lashon oker and then maybe, he also but like mabato.
Right.
Instead.
For individuals, it's a bitl. Me, that's built into Sabra and Lakal. It could be I'm not following the din properly. It's a Sabra.
Okay.